Today, we'd like to see the title of a broken wall in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, and I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments. When we begin a prayer, what points is the most important? Question 2, in verse 6, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servants, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. What matters can we see in the Nehemiah prayer? Question 3, in verse 11. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servants and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cup bearer. What can we learn in his particular prayer related to his job position? Israel people were carried away as captivated by Babylon at the time of the fall of Judah, the southern nation. But Babylon was conquered by Persian Empire, Cyrus. Cyrus allowed the Israel people to go back to Israel to rebuild the temple of God. So in the first return occurred 536 before Christ, about 5,000 people were returned by Governor Zerubbabel and the priest Joshua. Then second return was occurred in 458 before Christ, led by Ezra the priest. About 2,000 people came back to Israel. Now in the third return, 444 before Christ, Nehemiah, the governor of Judah, led the Israel people to go back to Israel to rebuild city wall and gates. This chapter 1 was written by Nehemiah likely about 9 years after the second return by Ezra in 458 before Christ. Verse 1, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. It came to pass in the month of Kislev, which is the ninth month of the Hebrew calendar. So our calendar, December, in our Gregorian calendar. In the 20th year, as I was in Susan, the citadel or fortress, Susan or Susa was the capital city of the Persian Empire, located in Babylon or Iraq today. That Hanani, one of my brethren, probably here, Nehemiah's biological brothers came with a man from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, which is Babylonian captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. So Nehemiah heard of a sorrowful report from his brother. Israelites had a special love of Jerusalem because it was the Israelites' holy city where the temple was built by Solomon, a capital city of United Israel and Judah. In Psalm chapter 137, verses 5 to 6, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, which is Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. So Israel people love Jerusalem so much. Even if Nehemiah lived whole life in Babylon area, he also had a so special love of Jerusalem, like a patriarch. Verse 4, so it was when I, Nehemiah, heard these words, these sorrowful words of report, that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Fasting, natural consequences from the sorrow or affliction or repentance or protection of God, request, or dedication, the purpose to humble himself before the Lord. That's why often followed by praying. Fasting is abstaining from eating and drinking, extending to from smoking, alcohol drinking, or any flesh desire. Then I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven, and I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven. Here, the most important thing, to whom we are praying, to whom we are addressing, is more important. Here, I pray to Lord God of heaven, not Allah, not Buddha, not anything else, Lord God of heaven. That example Jesus taught his disciple about Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, O Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So, our Father in heaven, that's the most important point, to whom we are addressing. Also, disciples were persecuted not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. That time, disciples all together prayed, Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, your God, who who made the heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. So list God's nature, God's characteristics. He listed God's natures or characters somehow related to the subject matter of a prayer. Here is God's character: mercy. God is faithful, keep his covenant. So God love, God's lover, those who love you, observe your commandment. Then verse 6, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servants, which I pray before you now day and night. Here is Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 to 3. In order to make God hear, first, we should confess our sin, because Isaiah the prophet said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your sins, have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity or with sin. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has murdered perversity. So sin separated us from God. So therefore, in order to restore the relationship between God and us, we should confess our sins first. So confess here for the children of Israel. Also for the children of Israel, Nehemiah prayed as the representative of a people of Israel. That's why here I am praying for the children of Israel, indicating Nehemiah as the representative of a people of Israel. Then confess your servants, plural, indicating Israel people, and confess the sins of the children of Israel. In order to restore the relationship between us and God, so Nehemiah, as the representative of Israel people, confess, repent our sin, the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Nehemiah doesn't say they have sinned against you, including himself. Why? Because Nehemiah as the representative of Israelites. That's why we, including himself. That way pray, we could find out Daniel also, chapter 9, verse 11. Daniel never made idol worship at all. But here, Daniel said, yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, including Daniel himself, because we have sinned against him, not excluding Daniel. Also, Ezra never married with aliens, interracial, spiritual marriages at all. But Ezra also prayed, chapter 9, verse 6, and I said, oh my God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities, including himself, Ezra, Our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens. So we can see here, then is confess the sins of the children of Israel. So because of their confession, their sins are forgiven. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Nehemiah's prayer as the representative, even if he did not commit a particular sin. So now verse 7, we have acted very corruptly. Here simply to list the sins is a good way of prayer before God. Here we have acted very corruptly against you, have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances or judgments which you commanded your servant Moses. Verse 8, remember, here actually through prayer, they bring up God's word, God's promise. Listed God's promises or words actually for our benefit, not God's benefit. Because God already knows His word, His promise. So remember, I pray, the word there you commanded, bring up God's word, your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful or if you are transgressive, I will scatter you among the nation. That's cited Leviticus chapter 26, verse 33, given to Moses by God, I will scatter you among the nations and throw out a sword after you. Your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Then, verse 9, but if you return to me, return to God, and keep my commandments and do them, although some of you were cast out to the farthest part of the heavens, like here, Babylon area, farthest from Israel, yet I will gather them from there, even North Pole, South Pole, gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. That indicates Israel. So this particular verse 9 cited from Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 2 to 4, and you return to the Lord your God and obey His voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest part under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there He will bring you. Then, verse 10, now they are your servants, plural, indicating Israel people, and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power. Now they received forgiveness because they confessed their sins, and by your strong hands. Now the relationship between God and us is restored. Verse 11, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant That is Nehemiah, singular form. And the prayer over your servants, plural, indicating Israel people, who desire to fear your name, your holy fear, and let your servants, that is Nehemiah, prosper this day. So prosper is this day, basically meaning it continually allows my prayer. I pray and grant to him. Him indicating your servant, that is Nehemiah. Grant to Nehemiah mercy in the sight of this man. This man, that is the king, Artaxerxes of Persia, king. Nehemiah, for I was the king's cupbearer. Nehemiah's secular job position was the king's cupbearer to serve cups such as wine or soup or food to be safe from poison to the king. Even our job positions secular from beginning. Secular meaning irrelevant to God and Christianity or any religion. That meaning secular. Even our job position secular from beginning may become godly job positions to serve God. As Nehemiah used his job position to speak to the king about the permission to rebuild city wall and gates for God's glory. For example, apartment manager itself a secular job, but to permit residents a room to worship the Lord for God's purpose. So that secular job position became godly job position. For example, another one, this is an actual example, bartender. Bartender is a person who mixes and serves alcohol to customer at the bar. Bartender, he is the evangelist to customers. That is bartender secular job position become godly job position unless he has a problem of drunkenness, because drunkenness is a fruit of flesh. So we see each question answer. In verse 5, and I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God. King James Version said, is a terrible God. So all the British language, terrible God, you know, today is in sense an awesome God. You who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments. When we begin a prayer, what point is the most important? That is, to whom we are praying or addressing. That is most important. Question 2 in verse 6. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayers of your servants, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned. What matters can we see in the Nehemiah's prayer? First one, in order to restore the relationship between us and God, we should confess our sin first. That moment, because if we sin, our sin separated us from God. That's why first confess. So number 2, representative prayer here. Nehemiah praying for the children of Israel. So representative shooter is if the people, a people or a group commit a certain sin, so including representative himself or herself, so he should confess. We instead of they. Dead matter we can see. Question 3, in verse 11, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day. I pray and grant him, grant Nehemiah mercy in the sight of this man king of Artaxerxes, for I was the king's cupbearer. What can we learn in his particular prayer relates to his job position? So Nehemiah, job position, cupbearer, the handling alcohol or food soup, but that secular job position is useful for God. That position can become godly job. So whatever we have a secular job, our job also can become a godly job position too. Here also, prosper this day, which meaning is let the king of Persian Empire, Artaxerxes, allow him to rebuild the city wall and the gates, that sense in this context. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Page 7.